Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Monday moons, we hand them out every Monday here on Vet Sweats. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. We get everybody involved here as well on the show, handing out to the moons, even Gertch. Gertch is the last one, and he's always the most exciting, no matter what. Monday moons, we hand them out. Sometimes we have to dig for certain kinds of moons that we didn't know existed, but we are positive in this segment. We are cheery. Sam, where are you going? Give out some props. Moons.
First moon is the blue moon, which I will give to the Buffalo Bills. I know several people have said that the Bills season is over, even though they were 4-2, tied for first in the AFC East. Like, all right, I guess if you have a Bills bet, you might as well burn it. Whatever. They did what they needed to do, and I saw what I needed to see. 40-9, you were a 7-point favorite. The market was a little bit low on you, and you came out and you whooped ass. You held the Panthers to 240 yards. They only had 3 field goals in the game. You know, that's what you're supposed to do. When the chips are stacked against you, you're supposed to bounce back. And they did that. I thought they were very, very powerful yesterday, and I liked what I saw. I don't think the season's over. I do think – actually, they gave up a touchdown, and then they missed the PAT. So Panthers did get a touchdown at the 10-minute mark of the fourth quarter, but whatever. I mean, it was 40-3. Buffalo pounded them. And I'll tell you what, the narratives are going to change when the Bills beat the Chiefs on Sunday. We're going to hear a different tune about those Buffalo bets. I'm telling you right now, you know where I'm going to bet. You know what I'm going to do on Sunday. I'm going to have the Bills, especially if you're giving me a point or a pick'em game. Remember, when these two played in Buffalo last year, Buffalo was a 2.5-point favorite. I remember because I teased Kansas City to 8.5, and Josh Allen ripped my soul out on that play at the end of the game. They won by 9. I'll never forget that. That was one of the worst beats I've had in teasers. It's like, oh, I'll take the Chiefs. I'll take the 2.5 to 8.5, and then Allen, I'm going to run this in. I'm not going to slide either, Sammy P. I'm not going to slide. I'm going to ruin your bet. So I give blue moon to the Bills. Full moon, I have admitted multiple times on the show that I was wrong about Drake May. I don't know that I was wrong. I wasn't sure if he was good. Oh, I was definitely incorrect. He just keeps doing it. And people keep saying, well, let's see him do it against a good team or a good defense. Check. He's done it against the Browns defense now. One of the best in the league. So I just continue to be impressed. And his ability to make adjustments inside games is spectacular. He's got that factor, that it factor, where when things are going sideways, he's still good enough to make these plays and make these pinpoint throws down the field with incredible accuracy. He's a fun player. And I know the radio guys here in Boston just love having this. There was a guy this morning who said, Brady couldn't even make these throws in year 2. I'm like, here we go. Here we go. I mean, Brady didn't have to. Brady had a really good defense. I'm not making the comp, but I turned it on this morning just to hear what they were talking about. Brady didn't make those throws. He didn't make those throws in year 2. Maybe not. I don't remember. I didn't follow. I didn't watch. I was like 12 years old. I'll take their word for it, though. And then number three is the cold moon. I give the cold moon to myself because rather than rake all the leaves that fell on Saturday, I told myself, nah, I'll do it Monday. It's 47 degrees. I get the cold moon because I will be raking leaves in the cold.
Yeah, it's that time of the year. On the Bills front, you said when they win, when they beat the Chiefs. We heard it a lot. There are people on this network saying that betting on the Bills to win the Super Bowl is a waste of money. Do you think the Bills will be added as a sixth or seventh team to Super Bowl lists after they win?
No, I don't think you could do that after proclaiming that you've already won it. Yeah, I mean, when you say the Chiefs are winning it, I don't think you can change it.
You can't flip to the Bills if they lose in the regular season?
I guess you could.
You can't take both the Chiefs and Bills. Yeah, you've got to pick one at least between those two. Okay.
I have said time and time again, I will not be changing my pick. You will never hear me this season say the Chiefs are winning the Super Bowl.
You're at least going to be in a, like, there's no doubt. There's probably not going to be a reason unless Josh Allen were to go down for you to change your pick. Because they're going to be in the mix and they're probably going to be in the final four, right? It's probably going to be the two of those teams in the very end. All right. Interesting. Man, you're right about Drake May. Good call there. I didn't even put him on my list because now he's been so good that I'm just used to it. I'm used to these great performances. We'll see if he has another one coming everybody's way. Quarter moon. Handing out a quarter moon because this performance happened in a loss. But man, Myles Garrett was a monster yesterday. The dude had five sacks and nobody even noticed. This is living in the backfield. But the Patriots and Drake May were so good that didn't even come to matter in the second half of that game. But I want to give him a little bit of credit. The dude is still busting ass. You know, there was this idea that he won't care and what he said about the contract negotiation. Once he gets paid, that he's not going to give a damn. He still gives a damn. That guy is out there fighting. Five sacks on the day. I'm sure I haven't even looked. I'm sure he's going to be your favorite for a defensive player of the year when you have a five sack day like that. But I'm going to give a quarter moon to one Myles Garrett. Here's a half moon. I don't think this guy's name has been mentioned today. CJ Stroud. Under the radar, an excellent performance yesterday. He has no offensive line. He did not take a sack. He did not have his number one receiver in Nico Collins. He didn't have his number two guy in Christian Kirk. And his offense still puts up 475 yards. A guy that's been ragged on ever since his rookie campaign. I think CJ Stroud should get some credit, especially after having a comfortable win over San Francisco yesterday. CJ Stroud gets a half moon. So we got Garrett. Well, he sort of helped out Jordan Love. I guess they didn't talk pregame. They were watching every step that each one of them took throughout the game, and it wasn't even close. Jordan Love ran laps around Aaron Rodgers last night. What an incredible performance in a big spot, Sunday night football on the road. Many people like me expecting the Steelers to somehow find a way and win that game. They're up 16-7. 16-7, Jordan Love and Kraft say, oh, that's cute. Watch this. And they run away with the ball game. Ends up being a no-doubter. So Hunter Moon, for all the Packers fans, even Horvy, out there for one, Jordan Love. Those are my three. Paul Aspen, where are you going with your Monday moons?
So I will start with the New York Jets and a green moon to the Jets, who I just thought, you know, I just wanted them to get inside the 6.5. And once they, there we go. That's some nice AI generated images for you guys. once they got the 2-point conversion in, I was just hoping for them to get inside the number. But Justin Fields, the Jets, Aaron Glenn, they get a win. So they will not be going 0-17. Second moon, orange moon to the Bears and the room. And Still not covering the 6.5. All the Bears tears.
Delicious. Sad bear. Look at the sad bear on YouTube.
Oh, that's my favorite. That was the best.
Yeah.
I wish I would have sent my moons in early now. Damn. I wish I would have sent mine in. We would have had. Damn it.
We got some time left to work on those future weeks. So, I mean, look, in contests, we've been on, I'm sure a couple of us have been on the wrong side of the free square play in contests so many times. So I actually just stuck with the Ravens -6.5 in contests. Like I bet money line when it came crashing down on the news that Lamar was out, there was like a boost at BetMGM to get it to like +102. I think the true price was -130 when the news first came out. But like in contests, I actually went the other way and I was like, I've been on the free square with like a Kyler Murray injury and the line moves 6 points and they still, you know, don't get inside the number. So moon to the room and the Bears. And the last moon, I mean, this is more of a case of the Mondays. Ocean moon. God, man, the Dolphins. It was, of course, they're going to kill me with a couple survivor entries. Killing the Falcons, trusting the Falcons. And Joe, I don't know about you. All right, Michael Penix is out. I was like, all right, Kirk Cousins, we're okay. Dan Aspen and I are going back and forth. All right, yeah, we're still okay with this. Put it in Saturday morning. Oh. Sunday morning, Drake London's out. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, man, it's just a little piece at a time. And Dan, also being a Dolphins fan, just knew they were going to kill him. So,
really?
Ocean moon, yeah.
If you were in a pool where you could have edited the selection, would you have done it?
The two pools I could edit Sunday morning, I did. I actually had predetermined not to, just to split it up, but I would have. Yeah, I went Chiefs, which how does that possibly lose tonight? And Colts. So two bullets left pending tonight.
Very good. Man, I think next week's going to be easier. Paul, I don't know for Survivor if you looked 2 weeks from now. So that would be week 10. So week 9, we talked about 3 double-digit favorites. None of them have been used very much. Week 10 is the week, man. That's the bloody week. It's like there's good luck. Good luck figuring it out. I don't even know where you would go. Right now, if you look at week 10, the biggest favorite is the Bills, and they're on the road in a divisional matchup at Miami. Denver, Jets. Most people already used them. They've got Vegas. Like there's not a lot of places to go.
Jets, Browns, pick a side.
Bears, Revolver. Giants is going to be a game that people land on.
Sure.
For Survivor
Saints,
line.
Panthers. What? Oh, it's a tough week.
It's week 10. Enjoy week 9 because I think it's going to be fairly easy. Week 10 is going to be the week that's very tough for a lot of people. No moon for Gertz. No positivity in his world. Indiana won by too much.
They won by 50.
That would be red moon out to the Hoosiers. No, doesn't want to give it out because
they should definitely get a moon for winning 56-6. That would justify. That's the definition of moon. You blasted that team to the moon. I was also thinking during the intro, this could be a segment here, Paul. If we have Gracie on near the 18th hole, wink, wink, to predict our futures, what do you think about that?
Oh, no.
I mean, can we find out what she's going to say? I mean, do we want to find out what she's going to say?
I'm scared.
First? Yeah, right. I don't know if I want to know. Like, that's.
I love the idea. I'm just scared what she's going to say.
She's like, I see a rope. And they go, oh, no, abort mission. Nope. Sorry, Gracie. We're done here.
Cutting it off. Yep.
Yep.
What's his name? Brooks? You're kind of like Brooks. Oh, no. Shawshank.
Oh, God. Great idea, though.
I love the idea.
In theory. Yeah.
I would be scared to go. There she is. Gracie Moon.
Gracie Moon.
She just tells me, I see a long unemployment stint for you, right? Like, oh, thank you.
Don't. Just don't. Man.
Okay.
I think that's a great idea, though.
Yeah.
I'm down. I mean, why not? Why not? Don't be scared.
What if it's something really bad? jail.
It's like, oh, I can change this. It's like, but then you like to avoid it, you probably actually just self-fulfill the prophecy of whatever it is she says. It's a tricky spot to be in.
Yeah.
Like a bus ride.
<Sam?
laughs> I don't know. Hey.
The bus.
Is that Jake? Jake picking you up on the way to the office?
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is Jake working today? I don't even know. Doesn't matter.
TBD. Who is?
All right. We've got World Series game number 3. Saturday, pretty easy. Turn on that game. You saw it right away. Dodgers won that comfortably. It's a 1-1 series, so Dodgers back to your $2 favorite. We'll talk about tonight's game. Got a $2 money line matchup. What to do with some of these futures? That's next. Joe O, Sammy P. Also, The Room. What is The Room doing for Monday Night Football? Keep it here on BetSlice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, he did. Game number 2 goes to the LA Dodgers. Now it's a 1-1 set. -220. Dodgers, your favorite to win the World Series. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. You've got BetSweats, BetMGM Network. And now we move forward, and we've got 3 games in 3 days, no matter what. We've got Game 3 tonight, Game 4 on Tuesday, Game 5 on Wednesday. The scene changes now. They move the series over to LA. Tonight's matchup is going to be Glasnow against Scherzer. We'll get to that coming up in a moment. We'll get to The Room as well on everything. We've got a Sports Equinox going down tonight. But Sam, I know you've been keeping up to speed with it. We've got some NFL news that is coming out this morning.
Yeah, Shefty with a couple nuggets here. I guess this one's sort of a big deal for anybody that's holding Bills futures. Bills fear that standout defensive tackle Ed Oliver tore his bicep and will be sidelined indefinitely, per sources. He's undergoing an MRI to confirm the injury. That would be a huge loss for them. There's a guy who just had multiple injury issues. But Shefty, within the last half hour, Ed Oliver, Bills fear that he has torn his bicep. Not great. And then as for the quarterbacks that are all going to potentially return this week, it sounds like good news for these three franchises. Schefter says these three are expected to return: Lamar for the Ravens, J.J. McCarthy for the Vikings, and Kyler Murray for the Cardinals, all expected back this week.
All right. Okay, there you have it. So the Detroit number is interesting. I see it as low as 8. At Circa, I see it as high as 9.5 at some other spots, and BetMGM is sitting at 8.5. So there's going to be some adjustment there now that we know it's going to be McCarthy. That was the word yesterday, so there's your expectation. You know, when inactives were coming out, you were on the air, but it's 90 minutes before the game start. Inactives are coming out, and I was annoyed that the newsmakers were making a big deal about a quarterback that hasn't played a down yet. Oh, he's hurt. He's hurt. And now I'm sitting here, and now I'm wondering, is he still hurt? Because it's going to happen sometime soon. Shedeur's going to play. If Shedeur Sanders is healthy, we might be getting to that point pretty soon where they're going to want to figure out what they have. Okay, do we have anything in either of these two quarterbacks that we drafted? Not saying that they have to make the decision long-term on both of them this season. But if Gabriel continues to struggle, which was expected given what he has to work with and, you know, the level of quarterback that he is, you know, he's a mid-round quarterback. That's what he is. Sanders is going to get some run. And I'm very curious about, I'm sure there's infighting, agreement, disagreement on when that should happen. But we know Sanders is going to get some run here. And if he lights some sort of a spark, that's going to be a massive story. So with that loss yesterday, I do understand why there is a lot of chatter around Sanders' injury.
Do you think it would happen like in the next couple of days? Or what are you thinking? What's the timeline there?
Well, they're probably going to want a pretty good landing spot for him. I don't think Gabriel is so bad, like it's all him, where you've got to pull him immediately. But you look at what's happened since he's gotten into the lineup. They've lost 3 of 4. So he's had 4 games. It's the bye week, and it's the Jets next. If you are looking for a cushy landing spot, it would be week 10 at the Jets, their next game. If you want to wait a little bit longer, Week 14 against Tennessee. It's a home game against the Titans. The defense plays better at home. That would certainly be part of it. But I would think it's week 10 or week 14. That's what I would be looking at. Week 12 at Vegas isn't bad either. Like, that's another good spot. They do have some weak opponents in the second half of the season where it would make sense to bring them in then.
You already know they're going to win that first game too. And he's going
to
be doing this.
I can't wait to bet it.
All week.
I can't.
You already know. You know it's going to happen.
Would you rather him win it, or would you rather him get embarrassed a little bit, be brought down to earth?
I don't dislike Shedeur. I think he was a little much in college, but that worked for them. I mean, it worked for Shedeur and Travis Hunter. It got Colorado back on the map. I think he was certainly humbled by that draft slide. So if anything, I kind of fell for the kid when he was just falling and falling and falling. I have nothing against him. Not anymore.
Sure. All right, let's get to baseball. We'll do that, and then we'll jump in the room, leave plenty of time because we've got a lot to get to. This series is tough to bet on a game-to-game basis, Sam. We've got Glasnow on the bump for the Dodgers, Scherzer going for the Blue Jays, game number 3. And game number 3 over at BetMGM has the Dodgers installed as a $2 favorite. The total, 8.5. The series price, just over $2. Minus 220, the Dodgers are the favorite there. So the game 3 price and the series price, very similar.
The totals have caught up. You know, they opened this one at 8 after 7.5 in game number 1, and we had the fireworks show, and now we're 8.5. So it opened 8 and has been bet up. BetMGM has 8.5 under minus 120. I lean over still at 8.5. I think your point about betting the game to game stuff is interesting because you really just have to decide whether you like the Blue Jays or not. I don't want to lay $2 in a World Series game. So the way I view it is, do I want to bet Toronto at plus 170, 175, or do I just pass? As somebody holding a Blue Jays future ticket, I don't feel the need to really add much more. I also, when they won game 1, we were talking about, you know, what to do. We had that listener that had a huge bet on the Blue Jays at 55-1. And I didn't hedge. I saw after Toronto won game 1, the price went to minus 115 each way. And I did not jump in on the Dodgers. So I just feel like from where I sit, just ride this out, see what happens. I don't expect to make a bet on any of the sides unless we get to, you know, game 6 and Toronto's up 3-2. Then I might, you know, maybe I'll bet some Dodgers in that scenario. But I don't feel the need to invest any more than I already have on Toronto. So I'm pretty good here. I do lean to the over tonight, but not going to get a ton of my money given the position I'm already in.
Yeah, I'm frankly not really all that interested in game number three. Both starters have been very successful in the playoffs. Glasnow, just been unbelievable. Yeah, he's been a lot better than Scherzer, but I don't want to slight Scherzer in any way either. Glasnow, an 0.68 ERA in his three games, two starts so far in the playoffs. And Scherzer's been great, maybe a little unexpected. Want to give him credit, but not to the level of Glasnow. Do they push Glasnow a little bit? We've seen this from the Dodgers, where with their starters, they're pushing him much more, and it's working. So I don't think they're going to make any changes here. So that'll be interesting. We got so used to over the years, the Dodgers, a couple times through the lineup, let's pull them. Like, no, they're letting their guys go longer in these games, which I think is obviously the right decision. Look at the position they're sitting in. Did you do anything with the Dodgers? Because you have a Jays ticket. I have a Dodgers ticket. We talked about the scenario. Best case was going to be the Toronto stealing game one like they did. We were obviously not on the air on Saturday, so we didn't have time to talk about it. We laid out the scenario, though, and then it's kind of close to even money. Did you grab any Dodgers, or are you just holding?
No, not a single cent. Nope. I had thought about it, but I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. I would have thought about it as well. So there you go. World Series game number three tonight. See, I lean opposite. I would lean under, but I can't say that I love it right now. Joe O, Sammy P, we've got a lot to go over with the room. Let's find out where the room is at with everything going down tonight.
Where's the room?
It's loud by Paul's, so I'm just going to read the room. I don't know. There were trucks going by that it sounded like he had a landscaping group in his, basically in his place. Like, I didn't know what exactly was happening.
I mean, I would like to hear how loud it is if we can for a split second. I mean, I have no issue with it. I think it adds a little character to the show. Yeah. I mean,
I don't mind it.
It's actually calmed down. So it's good timing by you guys. Yeah.
What was that latest noise? I was very curious what that was.
I don't know if they're pumping a sewer or some landscaping. Some things were going on, I guess. But maybe, you know what? I think they realize it's time for the room. And so they pause to listen to the room.
Oh, they're listening. I think that's what's going on. They're listening right now. Yeah. They're in the truck right now eating lunch
with a microwave. Right. Yes.
The room. So I know they're betting Ohtani again. That's the number one most bet prop for tonight's game. A home run at plus 155.
155.
Yeah, insane.
That's criminal. That's criminal to deal that as a sports book. Criminal.
Wow. They keep betting it. Why not?
Well, yeah, they bet it. So you might as well. You might as well deal it. That's an absurd price. Absurd.
Stupid.
Some other notes just from the baseball real quick. They're betting Vlad home run. They're betting Freeman home run. They're betting Bo Bichette under 1.5 total hits, runs, and RBI at minus 120. And it might be a Scherzer game because they are betting Max Scherzer under 4.5 strikeouts at minus 175.
Minus 175 that we land on 0-4 strikeouts. Okay. I don't understand that one. Well, Bichette, he's done very little, limited at bats. So, I don't. Maybe they're just playing that injury factor that he's not going to do much.
What with this football game? Like, I don't typically get mad at the room, but I'm just kind of mad. But we'll go through them. Shocker, they're betting Rashi Rice touchdown after seeing that. So, but as far as the most bet player props at BetMGM, for tonight's game between the Commanders and Chiefs, number 5, Marcus Mariota over 28.5 rushing yards.
That's an under.
All right.
This one. Not this one. Yeah.
Let's go.
Tyquan Thornton over 1.5 receiving yards.
That's it. Do you want that sweat tonight? Do you want under 1.5 receiving yards?
No, not really.
It's one catch. That's what they're thinking.
Oh, it's up to 2.5 at BetMGM currently.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Massive. Massive move. Thank you so much, BetMGM.
Market move. Monday morning market move.
1.5 to 2.5 -115 Both sides on that. All right. Third most bet prop at BetMGM. If you like that, you'll love this. Rashard Smith over 1.5 receptions made.
All right. Rashard Smith now. The most random. All these stars playing in this game.
-190 Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to bet that.
Which means I think we have to go under at +140
Sure.
We'll see his name again. Spoiler. Number two most bet prop, Rashee Rice, over 5.5 receptions made.
Finally makes sense.
And that one is -150 And then the number one most bet prop at BetMGM for tonight's Monday Night Football game, Rashard Smith, over 15.5 receiving yards.
So 1 in 3 is Rashard Smith props.
And that's -140 by the way.
Why are they drinking juice? They're drinking 190 and 140 on Rashard Smith. Why?
Well, because look at his last four games. Three, and five catches. So at 1.5 oh, he's got to go over. He's gone well over. And the yardage was number 15.5 27, 32, 21, 42. He's gone over in his last four games. That's what we're going to see if you consume social media and sports betting people. Well, he's gone over on the reception. He's gone over from the yards in the last four games. The situation has changed. Rice is back. Kelce is set up to have a good game with this matchup. I don't get it. I wouldn't go with Rashard Smith as my play in multiple props, but that's what they're doing.
Goose egg?
You're looking at Pacheco. Or look at a different back, right?
Yeah. It would be funny if he doesn't play much.
You get +105 on under 15.5 yards if you want to do that. You get +140 and under 1.5 catches if you want to do that.
Yeah. Second most popular touchdown. You mentioned Rice. Number two is Kelce. That makes sense. You know he's going to be up there. We'll see. We shall see. All right. Good stuff. Thank you, Paul, for the room. Lightning bets coming up next. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, BetSweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lightning bets is how we wrap the show every single day. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. I'll just say this for me, Joe Ostrowski. I was floored by the reaction that we received after Friday's show and throughout Friday's show.
Thank you. It did not go unnoticed. Read every message that I received, whether it was a mention on Twitter, a personal direct message. I was getting Facebook messages like all over the place. Wherever people had my email, one way to contact me, one way or another, I was hearing from people all day. And you know, sometimes you view this as a job and you just do your job, Belichick, every day. And you don't really think about the people that are listening or how you in one way impact somebody's life. And like people go into great detail about you're part of the routine, part of your life. We're like this in the same way. We're like that in the same way. I was overwhelmed. Thank you so much. And as like, just like Sam put it to the media last week, stay tuned. That's all we can say.
Yeah. Felt the love for sure. It was nice. Good stuff.
For sure about that. It's the best time of year to be a sports fan. Football, baseball, basketball, and hockey all on the same slate today. To celebrate, they're giving you not one, but two parlay boost tokens to enjoy on any sport at BetMGM. No matter the sport you choose, there are countless options waiting for your parlay picks. Place your parlay and make this sports equinox one to remember. Not betting every sport. Are you betting every sport? There are some people that are going to do, hey, it's a sports equinox. You got to do this. Not looking forward to hearing the sports equinox ad nauseum today, but it is pretty cool that whatever you're into, you're going to have it. Like tonight, we don't have two Monday night games, which I actually prefer, especially when you have a World Series game number three going down. I'll be focused on those two as far as NBA, NHL. Yeah. I'll be taking a pass on half of the sports.
I want to bet this over in the World Series. I do at 8.5, especially at plus money. BetMGM, you could go over 8.5, even money, essentially. I think that's a decent look. You know what? Let me just do it. Let me just take over and lightning bet the over. I bet the Commanders, but if you followed the show late last week, the number was 12.5, 13. It's hard for me to sit here and say bet 11 because now 24-13 is a tie and I'm going to win and you're going to push. So I don't want to give out. There's also a 10.5 at one of the books. So I would not be adding the Commanders at plus 11, 11.5. Maybe you could find one. There's a couple out there in the market, but hope you got a good number when we bet it on Friday. So the only lightning bet tonight is the over in the World Series.
You could move it back up to 13 and then do other stuff with it.
No, I don't do that.
Thrown out there as an option for you, Sam. That's available. All right. I don't care that it's one of the most popular plays. We all knew it was going to be one of the most popular plays every Chiefs game. It's going to be a very popular. That's just what it is. Kelce, anytime touchdown. Going that route. It's not a tight national tight end day because it's actually not national tight end day anymore. But you just look at where this offense is, having all of the weapons back, less attention on the veteran tight end. Matchup-wise, they've given up a handful of touchdowns, four of them already this season, two last week to Ferguson. This is a good spot for Kelce to be involved, and I could see Mahomes feeding Kelce in the end zone tonight, especially at home. You do this, the monster spike. Yeah, I'm envisioning it right now as we sit here and talk. I can see that. So I do like Kelce for an anytime touchdown. Don't have anything on the side or the total. Sam gave you his thoughts on the side, and hopefully you joined him. Keep an eye out on it. You know that public money is going to come in on the Chiefs tonight. Maybe it adjusts back. We start heading into that direction of 12.5, where it was most of the last week or so. But, yeah, I'm not doing anything there. I'm really just hoping for a Chiefs win because I have a bunch of survivor spots on the Chiefs. Let's not make this too sweaty. Get me a Kelce touchdown, and I'll feel good. As far as the World Series, yeah, I don't have much on the total. You're right. That's a good point. What you were saying last segment about these prices are just in a spot right now that if you don't like the Blue Jays, like for bettors like us, we're going to start looking at the total. We're going to start looking at some props. You're right about that. If I were to do anything, I would look to the under, but I'm not going to make a play there. I was taking a glance at
some of the World Series MVP numbers. Muncy did homer the other day, so he's sitting at 20 in a 1-1 series. Teoscar's done nothing, so that number's at 50. Boy, that 100 looked good a couple weeks ago. Now I'm saying, I don't feel great about it right now. 50-1 so far. And we talked about bets. He has not done much in this series so far. 25-1. But you can't avoid the idea of, if you are going to start chasing MVP bets, because you're getting some, quote, value, Ohtani did homer. You know, he hits another homer. He's probably going to be very difficult to beat, assuming the Dodgers end up winning the series. So not doing anything there. Just wanted to point that out to everyone. Kelsey, anytime touchdown, my play tonight. Rashard Smith, anybody fading him? Rashard? Paul, you yes. are?
Which fade in the receptions? Yes, both. I'm going under yards, under 15.5 at, I believe, plus 105, and under 1.5 receptions at, is it plus 140? I believe it's plus 140. And I think we have a listener that does this. I'm not going to do it, but it's a pretty thin needle to thread tonight. But I believe we have a listener who has sent us bet slips where it's like he'll fade the two room props or the room props on like the receptions and the yards, but might bet him for a touchdown. That would be an all-time Ooh. Line. One catch, like 7 yards, touchdown. That would be a hell of a night. But
yeah, the guy did it last week with Steelers tight end, Washington, right?
Yeah, it was the Darnell Washington a week or two ago. Yeah.
Okay, so that play would be you bet on Smith for a touchdown under receptions, under yards?
Correct. Yes. I believe it was, I plugged it in. I believe it was like 14.
He did it last Thursday, I'm pretty sure, where the number one room bet was Washington over on receiving yards. And I think, didn't he go 3-2-1? Like, 3 catches, 2 yards, 1 touchdown or something like that. So he went under on yards, but he had a touchdown.
Yeah.
He played 35% of snaps last week. Like, what option is he on this offense right now? Yeah, Smith.
4.
Worthy, Rice, Juju, Hollywood, Kelsey. Thornton. Kelsey, 7?
Not Thornton. I don't think he's behind Thornton, given the numbers. I mean,
you say their Pacheco? Snap count's about the same. I did not say Pacheco. It's up there. It's at least 5, maybe 6, 7 guys that are ahead of him. Well, I feel like I got to do something here. Which one did you pick, Paul? What'd you say? Yards?
I did both. I did the receptions and the yards. Yeah.
Okay.
Individually.
Which one's juiced more? The receptions. Is definitely juiced more.
Yeah.
You're sweating that the whole night.
Yep.
That might Every be the snap. Way to go. I might add that. Yeah. I'm not going to mention it as a lightning bet, but I'll add receptions just because of the price that we have there. All right. Good. Anybody adding anything else? Paul, are you doing anything with baseball?
No, I was happy to see the Dodgers even it up. It's holding a good amount of Dodger stock. Also have a Chiefs survivor bet, or survivor entry. So would like them both to win. That's it, though. Yeah, Teoscar. And he doesn't have the best. I mean, it's not a huge sample size. I just checked out his history against Scherzer. It's not like there's a ton there. So, but yeah, at this point, just want the Dodgers to finish it up. I feel a lot better with them going splitting in Toronto and heading home as opposed to going down 0-2. Obviously, I guess.
Joe, back to football for 1 second. Do you want to guess what the look ahead number on this game was? Now, obviously, that's with Jaden Daniels, but when the Westgate put this number up for the first time on October 14th, the Chiefs were favored by how many? What's your guess?
Okay, so 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, 3, 2, 1.
7.5.
6.5.
Oh. 5.5.
Ooh. Ooh. 5.5.
So that was the look ahead number on this game. That's why when I saw 13 last week, I'm like, that's just
wow.
Just not right.
Remember, two games ago, how high was everybody on the Chiefs? We were talking about the Chiefs, but not to the level that we are right now. And we didn't see Rice yet, and he comes back last week, has two touchdowns. So, yeah, that makes sense. Remember, the probably fresher in their mind at that point was 0-2. This team started 0-2. And now they're looking like they might be the best team in football. Right now.
Yep.
You want to be the best team in football at the end of the season. Not so much right now. But we'll see. It's going to be tough. Tough sledding for the Commanders. Hopefully you stay in that one, Sam.
We'll see. Fully expect to lose 24-3. But yep. What's done is done, as they say.
The Monday morning press conferences, we talked a little bit about it with Locke and Fora, about the trade deadline being 8 days away next Tuesday. And obviously the pass rushers are being talked about a lot with Crosby and Hendrickson. But another name that keeps popping up more and more, Jaguars receiver Brian Thomas Jr. That one is being talked about. And that would make sense, right? It's just not working out. And he was supposed to have a massive season. Liam Cohen this morning says, we have no plans on moving Brian Thomas Jr. at all. I think he'll be going then. That's how it usually happens. Once they do that, then he's going. Now we know.
I have no plans.
I'd rather move the quarterback than move the receiver.
It's going to be tougher to do that. But I think after this year, they will be moving the quarterback. This continues down this path. Cohen gets his guy. Like, I was thinking the same thing with the Bears. Like, everybody's ripping Caleb. I'm like, yeah, he's going to get his pick if it doesn't work with Caleb, too. All these offensive guys, they got to get their guy. All right, we'll talk about Monday Night Football World Series tomorrow. Make sure you join us 9 a.m. Eastern. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.